Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yes, we're in. The plan worked.
Can't believe we managed to get ourselves into a music festival free of charge.
Guys, we got in through the front gates using the rather expensive tickets I bought for us. You still owe me for them.
I can't believe we managed to get ourselves into a music festival free of charge.
Right, now to find the perfect pitch.
Okay.
No, wait, that's not what I meant. We need to set up the tent.
Mafio, this isn't a camping trip. It's a music festival, bro. I want to go find out where the Horny Teens are playing.
I've never heard of that band.
Band? What do you mean, band?
Yeah, Matthew, it's a music festival. Look, I've smuggled in some acid.
Ben, that's sulfuric acid.
Bottoms up.
Look, if we're going to enjoy this festival, someone needs to plan what we're going to do.
Well, it's not going to be me. I'm off to watch someone take a shit in a hedge. They're my favourite band.
Well, it's not going to be me. My tongue, throat and stomach are dissolving. I think that was some bad acid.
Look, there's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a...
Flash it! Slow down!
Flash it! Slow down!
We're in a flat!
Flash it! Slow down!
Are you sharing with our mates?
Flash it! Slow down!
Someone's going to slide down!
Flash it! Slow down!
To Flash Air Slam Down, the panel show that says, together we will go our way, together we will leave someday, together your hand in my hand, together we will make our plans, together we will fly so high, together tell all our friends goodbye, together we will start life new, together this is what we're gonna do, go fair. Festival, life is peaceful there. Go festival in the open air. Go festival where the skies are blue. Go festival, this is what we're going to do. I'm the host and landlord, Matthew Crosby. We are live at the Green Man Festival, and while they are under my hastily assembled two-berth tent, they'll be following my rules. Let's meet my co-campers, Tom Parry and Ben Clark.
Good evening, Green Man! Yes, 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 yes. It's early in the morning, we should let people know that.
Yeah, it's early in the morning slash late at night. It's about 1:30 in the morning.
It is the witching hour.
Yes.
Oh, God.
You said the same thing.
You both said the same thing, no one laughed. Get ready for a great night, guys. So, Tom, why are you being such a mean man at Green Man?
Well, I don't want to organise this festival, Matthew, because I have a terrible time with festivals, let me tell you. I once went to a festival, it was over too quickly, it was a festival. I went to a festival once, there was no food, it was a fastival. I once went to a festival, there was too much food, it was a feastival. I went to a festival once, people had never been before, it was a firstival. I once went there, everyone was dropping their trousers and laughing, it was a fastival. I went to one once, someone stuck their hand up my arse, it was a fistival. I went to a festival once, it was full of cunts, it was bestival.
Yes! Clarky, why are you using this festival to behave like a festival?
Well, I'm really bad at organisation, so I can't organise the festival. This one time, I had to organise my mate's stag do. And, you know, I was trying to do something exciting. He was like, look, we just want to have a quiet one. We just want to go to the pub. I was like, we've got to do better than that. So I was like, let's go to the factory where they make the beer.
Yes.
That will be a better stag do. So I tried to organise that and they wouldn't let me do it. Apparently, I can't organise a piss up in a brewery.
Wow. Was there anyone who didn't get that joke about 10 seconds in? And was hoping you might subvert it in some way.
Not, no one
did you just describe it as a joke?
Yeah. Let's be generous this early on. Obviously, no festival is... Well done, Clarky, by the way. Thanks
mate. Thanks.
So it's good obviously, to be here. It's great to have you here.
Am I on his team?
You are, unfortunately, yeah. It's too late to swap sides now. Obviously, no festival is complete without someone who knows how to put up your tent. So who have you brought to help you with your erections tonight? Tom.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I organise a jamboree every year that to go against the festivals. And my jamboree's in real trouble because it lacks jam. So I found the best jam maker I know, who also is a barista.
What?
Wow, Clarky, come back. All is forgiven.
Please welcome the wonderful jam maker, is Helen Zaltzman.
So, Helen, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, Matthew.
Wow! Listen, are you a camping fan? Oh, I know you're not, because you're one of the few people at Green Man who's fucking off to stay in a pub.
Yeah, that's right. I love camping so much, I'm paying £50 a night not to do it. I am roughing it a bit, Matthew, because there's no Wi-Fi at the pub and there's no TV, but there is a stack of 20-year-old Bruce Willis films on VHS.
Yes.
And if you want to change them out the video machine, you have to lever them out with 2 teaspoons.
How did you discover this? Is that written in the, like, is that, like, you can't take them out unless you've got 2 teaspoons with you?
It's written on the back of the box in the official blurb, yeah. It's the 90s.
It's lucky you had 2, because you're obviously, you had 2 spoons with you because you're a heroin addict, so you had them with you.
Always take a spare.
Always take a spare.
Backheads must be organised.
Well, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for introducing that element of darkness.
So yes, that's right. So early on. Clarky, who have you brought with you this week?
I have brought my milk lady. That sounds so creepy.
Yeah.
I've forgotten...
A milk lady at a festival.
To discuss... Yeah, at a festival.
Of all the stalls, there's plenty of different stalls at a festival. Oh, there's no one dispensing milk.
Get yourself over to the milk. It's awesome.
So
don't take any of the red milk. There's a bad batch.
Whoa, you're writing your own punchlines over there, lady. Which is lucky because we haven't written any.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah. So who have you brought along?
I bought the amazing Holly Byrne!
Holly Byrne, everybody! Now, Holly, because I was chatting to Holly before the show and I said, what do you want to chat about if we're talking about camping? And she said, oh, we can chat about my little conch. Don't think it's that kind of show. But you're so lazy, you don't want to put your tent up, you're going to sleep backstage at the comedy tent tonight.
It's not laziness. Sometimes you just think, camping, really? I think I'm better than that.
I think you might want to sleep in Helen's pub. I really think you might want to... Does anyone have a spare space in their tent for Holly to sleep in tonight?
No, no.
Okay, no, it's actually, yeah.
No, no.
Yeah, because the people who really volunteered specifically were like, no, not you, mate. Definitely not you. Mate, Clarky, what about, are there any space at the milk stall?
You've taken the spare, you're sleeping in my tent tonight.
Oh, that's true, I couldn't be one to put my tent up. So, anyway, let's move things along. So, right, that is the introductions over. Let's move on to the main stage, as it is time for round one. Let's hear the jingle.
Dressed like Gandalf. shit since Thursday.
We can all agree that was long. That was really long. Someone take...
That's not...
Technically, that's not a jingle. Yes, you're right. It was a song. It was a song. A jingle should have been... Do-do-do-do-do. Here's the next round. That was basically a rock opera. We just listened to you there. But we enjoyed it nevertheless. So for round one, which is...
I feel so patronised.
That is the Nicholas Parsons way of moving things along. But we enjoyed it nevertheless. So round one. Round one is a themed round the festival, and this round is Portaloo, a tribute to the music of ABBA. In it, the teams have to sing... Yeah, not enough ABBA gets played here at the festival. In it, the teams have to sing the songs of ABBA, but replacing the first letter of each word with a P. So their 1974 Eurovision Song Contest winning entry, Waterloo, becomes Portaloo. I literally spent hours thinking this up. So yes, I'll award points for the performing team for tunefulness, panache, and the correct P placement, which is tricky at a festival. I don't know if you've seen the state of the toilets. So Ben's team, you can go first. Ben and Holly, you're
going. Are we singing together?
You are going to sing together. You're going to be Agnetha and the other one.
Do we have to guess the song?
I'll give you an extra point if you can guess the song. Let's see if you can do it. Do you have it there?
Every single word.
Every single word.
With a P.
With a letter P.
Okay.
Understand the rules?
All right.
I've got them down.
Okay, it's going to be fun. Let's do it. Producer Ben, off we go. Listen, Clarky,
it's really
well done.
Hard.
You were doing a really good job. You were just yelping like a fucking seal.
Yeah.
It's harder than it sounds to pull that.
You know,
off.
You said you had the rules down, and you lied to us, Holly. Waving your arms like this and just going pa 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 pa.
I forgot about the rest of the words.
You forgot about the rest of the words.
I was so intent on the P. The rest of it.
I mean, that isn't much of a round. Just say the word pee a lot.
Yeah, not to any particular tune. By the way, I'll throw it over because I'm guessing you can guess the song.
Portaloo.
It was Portaloo, the name of the round. Yeah, yeah. So far, you've scored a point. Clarky and Holly.
Five points, yeah.
I'm going to give you a second chance. You can carry on, okay? Do you know, you know where you left off?
No.
You left off for
Papistry books.
Papistry books, exactly, yeah. Papistry books.
Books.
Stop that! But firstly, doesn't begin with P for starters, honey.
I was trying to get the word out.
But using the
wrong right. What was the word? It was the history book, and you just went,
Oh no, I got in too early with it, so.
Right, I'm going to give Clarky half a point, but I cannot give Holly any points. We're going to throw it over to the next team.
Potch and Pern, bastards.
Okay.
Sing along, guys. Ping, ping, plong, guys.
Creepy pants. Oh, this is.
Poop and pants, poop and pies, having the pine of poor pies. Pooty Pat Pearl, Patch Pat Peen, pipping the pants in peen. Pigging the pants in peen.
My name's Pies and the pies are po. Porky pow, pork and pays to po. Pay and boozing, petting in the ping. Ping, 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 ping.
I've got Holly Burke. Stop it.
Oh, he did so well. Okay.
Yes. Well, that wasn't bad, was it? That wasn't bad, folks.
Poo pan pants.
But we cannot accept ping, 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 because that is... you're looking for a king, we cannot accept that.
Matthew, where the word begins with TH, should we be pronouncing it F?
You should pronounce it F, yes. Right. Is that what you were doing?
I don't know.
No, I couldn't hear anything.
I was transported.
I think I'm going to give you 2 points each, though, because that was pretty good.
Well, thank you.
So that is, and I never got knocked. Yeah,
the audience agree with that, right? 4 points for these guys. Yeah. And what did I give
Fucking
you, Carkey? Half a point?
You gave me half a point.
Half a point. So the scores at that stage are half a point to Ben and
but
Holly.
What about that bit where Holly just went, ah!
Yeah, I should deduct you half a point for that. Right, I should say to the guys there, pank poo, poor papusic. That was a brilliant effort from Tom and Helen. But Mamma Mia, I guess that's just the name of the game. Here is another game now. It's time for round one, flat games. Round two even, flat games. And we've got yet another jingle. But this one is slightly shorter, so the girl packing up, stick around.
Games! Let's play together. Games! Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing. Put that there. Do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold. It's a catchphrase, guys. Gold.
Again, not
gold,
a catchphrase, just gold. A word.
It's catching on. Listen to that. Listen to that ringing round the festival site. Yes.
Many people chanting the word gold, although some may be chanting slightly different words. So this is Flat Games, where we take a popular sport or game and we change all the rules and we ruin it. This week we're doing our version of surfing, which we're calling, as it's a festival, we're calling it crowd surfing, and we're calling it crowd surf board. The aim of the game is to make our audiences surf bored. So everyone will take it in turns to talk about something, and the aim is to not get any laughs from the audience whilst
Clarkie,
they do so.
Clarkie's already won all the way
Clarkie
through,
may
yeah.
have, Clarkie may have an unfair advantage in this game. So basically, I'm going to give you a variety of different topics. You're going to talk about each topic. We're going to go along the line. We're going to start with Tom.
You have to be as boring as possible.
As boring as possible, yes. You've got two lives each.
Can do.
And when they're gone, they're gone. So every time I ding the bell, the person next starts to speak. Your first topic, Tom.
Yes.
If my fingers turned into penises. Okay, Holly, you can't... If you laugh, Tom doesn't get knocked out, okay? So if my fingers turn into penises...
This is actually a very serious matter, because if one day, tragically, my fingers turned into penile and I had something in my eye, then I would have to get it out by putting one of my dicks into my eye.
All right,
this is a very serious...
You're losing a life there. We're
moving on to Helen. What are you talking about? It's a very serious matter.
You're losing a life there, Tom. Moving on to Helen.
When you have a hand full of penises, the difficulty comes when someone gives you a very firm handshake, especially in a business situation, if they're pumping it up and down and they won't let go.
All right, yeah, no, again... Again, you're losing the point. We're moving on to Holly. Okay, you've lost a point immediately. Well done. I'm surprised you didn't just say ping, 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 ping. Clarkie, if your fingers turned into penises, would you be?
The thing is, it's a true story. My friend was having a stag do, and I was the best man, and I had to arrange where we were going to go. And my fingers turned into penises.
All right.
And then there was a brewery.
Okay. Yes. We're gonna.
Not good at the.
Time. We're gonna move on, Tom. We're gonna do a new. We're gonna do a new topic there.
Okay.
The topic is.
Yes.
What if the world's most famous superhero was Pooper Man?
Well, this is a very serious topic because. If in Superman there's a building on fire and we all remember the moment where Superman blew on a lake and then picked up the lake and dropped the ice onto a building, well, in Pooperman's case, then he would have to do a really runny affair
Okay, that's more gross than funny. So we're going to move on to Helen. Don't lose any points there.
We'd have to blow on this.
Yes, we understand.
At last, we know why superheroes wear their pants over their spandex all in once. Because it's just an extra level of absorbency. But as Pooperman's former launderer, I can tell you that the whole suit inside gets compromised, right down to the boots.
I'm afraid you lose a point there, Helen. You are out of the game. We're moving on to Holly now.
I have never found the men who are super particularly watchable. So, this is meant to be boring, yeah?
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Absolutely cracking. You're not only boring the audience, you're confusing yourself, which is a baffling turn of events. We're gonna move on. You're safe for this round. Clarky.
Well, I'm looking forward to Pooperman's new film, Pooperman versus Crapman.
That's quite good.
That's not bad, but it's not a big enough laugh, I think, to not get out of the competition. Okay, we're going to move on. You're still in the game. With the next topic, now, everyone has got 1 point. Helen is out of the game. The next topic moves over to Tom.
Yes.
And your topic, Tom.
Yes.
Is the only acceptable time to use the phrase, pop it up my little bot-bot. Tom, the only acceptable time to use the phrase, pop it up my little bot-bot. Off you go.
Actually, I'm a specialist in cyborgs and artificial intelligence, and I'm actually working on a very small robot who can ingest eggs. So what I would say when I see an egg is, in a very socially acceptable way, pop it up my little bot-bot, please.
I think you're safe, Holly. Okay. If you carry on.
Well, when I'm in my little conch, and I'm surrounded by other mini conches.
Okay, you may have knocked yourself out this round here. You're literally the only person who's finding yourself funnier than anyone else.
I'll be honest, this one's gone over my head. What am I doing again?
It's called a podcast. You listen to it on your iPod or your phone. Clarky, carry on.
I think the only acceptable time to say, pop it up my little bot-bot, is when you're having anal sex.
That's fair enough. Yep, okay, fair enough. I will give you that. I will give you that point. I won't give you that. I will give you that point. Hey-o!
Meatloaf.
The final round. Now, the final round. I would do anything for love. The final round. Everybody's got 1 point. Helen's still tragically out of the game.
So unfair.
The final round. Flaps. Harry, talk us through your flaps.
Flaps are multi-racial.
Whoa! Okay, you're out. You're out. You're out. You've confused.
I'm speaking nothing but the truth.
Yeah. Unlike this festival, multiracial. Unless you count Wales as a race. Okay, so everything to play for are two most boring people, Holly and Ben.
Am I having a go or what?
You're still talking about flaps, yeah.
So, I like it in those flaps where, you know, there's abattoirs where you walk through and there's flappable curtains made of see-through perspex, but they're flappy. And you can walk through them and they give a sense of, like, arrival to an abattoir.
when you really want to make an entrance.
It sort of stars in your eyes for cows.
I was gonna move on to Clarky, but you let yourself down there. Clarky wins that game. Congratulations.
Why did you win? I'm still confused.
So sorry, yes. Let's give some points to people. Well, Helen, you were out first, so no points to you.
Oh.
Tom, you are out next. I'm going to give you 3 points for that.
Love that.
Holly, I'm going to give you 4 points, but Clarky, I'm going to give you a sweet 5 points.
Woo! Yes!
Congratulations.
Hot God.
So, producer Ben, where does that put us at the end of that round before we go into Beef Brothers?
At the end of round two, Tom and Helen have 7 points. Ben and Holly have 9.5.
Oof. 9.5 points.
Wow.
Wow. So I think that round taught us a valuable lesson. I didn't teach a valuable lesson at all.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
It's time for the meatiest act on the main stage. It is, of course, Beef Brothers.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, the round where we get unqualified comedians to sort out a flat share-based grumble from someone in our audience. And this one comes from Matt in the Green Man audience. Matt, are you there?
Hi.
You're rocking an absolutely fantastic waffro there. It's really good. Is that just for the festival or is it for the whole...
No, it just happened.
It just literally happened. You didn't wash your hair for one day and that's... suddenly happened.
Is a waffro a Welsh afro?
It is a Welsh afro, yes. Okay, so Matt, I'm going to read out what you've written here. And this is actually, it's not a flat-based beef. You've actually got a sort of tent-based beef. So listen carefully, teams, because you'll be cross-examining him very, very soon. My girlfriend, says Matt, my girlfriend turned a nightmarish old teddy into a burned-out hippie, and it sits in the tent and scares the piss out of me when I get back to the tent at 3 a.m. That is our problem. So your girlfriend has made a weird little teddy effigy. Yes. So is she using it to sort of... She's popping it on top of herself so you don't come any closer. Is that what it is?
No, she's a textile artist and she buys horrible old toys that look like they have...
She's a textile artist. This is a classic Green Man response. No, actually, she's a textile artist. Holly and Ben, you're on Matt's side. Helen and Tom, you are on the side of his girlfriend and indeed the teddy. So it's time for a cross-examination. Does anyone have any further questions for Matt about the teddy or about his girlfriend?
What has she done to customise the teddy to make it hippie-ish?
Good question.
She's given it like a bandana. She's put feathers on it. She's given it a waistcoat. It looks a bit like Willie Nelson.
Oh!
How big is it?
7 foot tall. It's 7 foot tall. That's the reason it's...
Are you sure it's not Willie Nelson?
It could be.
I appreciate she's a textile artist, but why has she done this?
Objection, Your Honour.
I mean, come on.
No, that is conjecture. That's the oldest legal trick in the book. I mean, come on. Acquit the motherfucker.
It's not the weirdest thing she's done with the teddy bear.
Now we're talking.
Whoa.
Matt.
Shit's just got real.
Matt, tell us what's the weirdest thing she's done with that teddy bear. Keep it clean.
She got a Winnie the Pooh and she turned it inside out and it looks like something from Salem's Lot.
So she sort of disemboweled a Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
And you're willing to sleep next to her. You're not concerned that you're going to wake up one morning disemboweled.
She's got a camp bed, I've got an air bed. That's the system we've got.
What?
Let's call the whole thing off.
You know, you're calling her your girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's actually
a teddy bear.
Do you ever get worried when she calls you my little teddy bear? You're like, fucking hell, my stuffing's coming out tonight.
Call me, man.
Good one.
I'm sorry. Has this hippie teddy got a name?
Yeah.
What is it?
Winnie Nelson.
Okay, there we go.
Of course.
And when you say it's burned out...
It looks like it's done all the acid in the fucking world.
Amazing.
Right. Okay, I think we better move on. So, Holly, you're going to start off. You've got a minute to make the case in favour of Matt. Your minute, Holly Byrne, begins now.
poor Matt. Matt, what do you do, Matt?
Hold tight. You had a chance to ask a load of questions. And you just said, come on, man, or whatever it was, whatever phrase you used.
Come on, man.
Come on, baby. Matt, listen, you've got 7 seconds and you've already asked Matt a question. I'll give you one final question you can ask Matt, and then you've got to do the last 53 on your sweet lonesome.
What do you do? It's not even relevant to the fact he's got a teddy in his bed. I don't know why I was asking that.
You're more confused than anyone here, and most people here are fucking high. It's mental. Holly, you've got a further 53 seconds. Okay. Your time continues now.
Oh, Matt. What do you do, Matt?
No, you... Well, yes.
That was a rhetorical question. Oh, Matt, what do you do, Matt? I think Matt works for Mattel. He's got a load of Barbies down at the tent.
Wait, can I stop you again? Have you ever seen, like, a courtroom drama before? You're basically doing the job of a lawyer.
He's telling a story.
All right, you've got 25 more seconds.
He's lying.
You know, you're the teddy bear that's got all the acid in the world. Does it look a bit like Holly? Okay, Holly, 25 more seconds. Off you go.
All the Barbies, all the Cindys. There's a Cindy bathroom and a Barbie farm. And they're all lined up lovely on the ground sheet. And they're just waiting for the teddy bears. Excuse me? I object to that, Your Honour!
That is your time, Holly, Holly. That's your time. Well done. Thank you so much for playing the game. But yes, big round of applause for Holly, everybody.
I think she just described a dream I had.
Well, that's a compelling argument.
Now, basically, you're going to start the case against Matt here.
It's going to be very difficult.
It's going to be very difficult. We've got such a compelling argument that Polly's put forward there.
I just need a lot of time.
You had a full minute and you did fuck all with it, mate. Okay, so Helen, you have a minute to put the case forward for the teddy bear and Matt's girlfriend, and your time starts and now.
I put it to you, Matt, that if you forbid your girlfriend to bring her terrifying art project into your tent, she will start experimenting not with stuffed toys, but with human bodies. And I think when you wake up next to a collage of limbs, you will start to miss Winnie Nelson and his sinister little bandana. And also, most cuddly toys are horrible anyway, so really she's doing them a favour by making them look like creepy old people. And Cabbage Patch Kids were an unexpected hit, so maybe she could market this for Christmas. And you will have a share of the spoils. I think you're being very ungrateful. Furthermore, how much time have I got left?
You've got about 20 more seconds,
oh,
yeah.
Christ on a bike.
Start describing Barbie fridges.
Yeah, the Chapman brothers have done very well out of similar avenues, so don't discount this. In fact, encourage it. Just live somewhere else and maybe get a different girlfriend, and I think it'll be absolutely fine.
That is your time. That is your time there. So big round of applause to Helen. Helen there, who, by the way, has revealed that she not only hates camping, she hates cuddly toys. You joyless bastards. Camping and cuddly toys are lovely. So, Matt, we're back over to you. Are you still there, man? How do you think it's going so far, bearing in mind you've got Holly on your side?
There was a rustling in the tent last night about 5 a.m.
Yes.
I thought it was the wind, starting to suspect it might have been Holly.
Yeah. Excuse me, I thought you meant it was Barbie at a farm.
All right, you've had your time, Holly. Clarky. Now, normally I'd say you're to continue the case, but you're pretty much to begin the case for the prosecution after Holly had a spectacular public meltdown. YOLO! Clarky, you have exactly 1 minute to begin the case for the prosecution. Now, remember, you're on Matt's side, and your time begins.
Now. All right, let's get real here. To kill you. I mean, we're all dancing around it and we're having a laugh, but I think at least 80% of the people here are genuinely worried for your safety, for your hairstyle, because to stuff a teddy bear with a waffro is truly the desire of any good
textile artist.
Thank you. I was going to say taxidermist. Textile artist. Good God, I mean, bloody hell, mate. I mean, if not for the fact that she's gonna kill you, she's a textile artist.
Get out of there! Yeah, it's your time, Clark. That is your time. Hold on, Fred Clark, everybody.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Matt, where else?
Yeah, you add your time, all right? Let the Jesus Christ map be struck from the record. Tom, now are you going you've had your time.
I'm not gonna be a millionaire, are you? Textile artist, Jesus Christ.
You're not going to be a millionaire spoken by a guy doing a podcast at 1 a.m. So, Tom, are you going to be stating the case for the defence?
I'm
going to
do it in the style of a southern defence lawyer from a John Grisham film. Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
From a John Grisham film.
Presiding and indeed providing. Your minute, if you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we've been sat here today, hell this morning. We've been listening to a lot of them dare fancy words over there. We's people of the earth here. We're not there with them dare dictionary. We soul of the earth. We're shoes and socks. We grass under our feet. Hell, we're here this
day. How do you feel the grass if you're wearing shoes and socks, by the way?
I'm getting to that, Your Honor. Sounds to me like someone's a bit impatient over there. You know what I'm talking about. I see you around the town. What we're talking about here? You and me know this. It's a pagan festival. We know about them dear forces in the world. Hell, you been to New Orleans? I don't mind telling you now because I consider you my friends. 7 years gone by, I had myself an awkward wart. Hell, doctor ain't gonna do nothing for it. You know what them science creatures are like. I went and visited old Lady Betsy down in New Orleans. There's a dark arts at work here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mind telling you, that wart ain't there no more. Make your little effigies. Voodoo. Dark arts. Shoes under your feet. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. No further questions, Your Honor.
That's your standard. Making a minute last 2 minutes 15 there. Now, obviously, I can't make the decision myself because I am out of my mind on those legal highs, guys. So instead, I'm throwing it out to the totally sober 2 o'clock in the morning Green Man Festival audience. If you think Holly and Ben, and therefore Matt, is in the right, applaud now.
Yay!
Thank you, both of you.
Didn't even applaud for yourself there, Clark. I can't even stand by what I just said. Whereas if you think Fanshawe and Helen are in the right, and therefore his girlfriend and Winnie Nelson, applaud now.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Congratulations, everyone. You just killed a man.
We will take it. Definitely taps out. We're going to go taps out for this one. Well, listen, it's not quite the end of the road. Now, by the way, By the way, it's so awkward for two ladies. You cannot. I'll do it though. I'm happy to do it.
Oh my God.
Touch the leather. Touch the leather.
Don't even ask for it. We're not getting out of here alive.
Right. There's a nip in the air, isn't
there? There's a nip in the air, guys, but it's liberating. I really recommend it.
There's six nips in the air. We can see them.
They are out. They're out and about. So it's not quite the end of the road yet, as we still have to fit in the quickfire round. But first, we have to get past the monster of rock that is the quickfire round jingle. So I'm off to have a meltdown as you listen to this.
This is the quick fire round. As you all know, it's the round that goes really quickly. And this is the song that introduces that round, but it takes a long time.
Ooh, it takes fucking ages.
See, the thing is, we're at a musical festival, and I think this might be the last song of the night. It's the headlining song.
Ooh, what a belter.
So in that case, we'd better make it epic. So how about we drop in some drums? That's some good drumming, Clarky. And now, may I suggest a little bit of brass?
That might be difficult.
No, I want some brass, mate.
Not sure I have the facilities.
Now we've got the brass, and we've got the drums. It's time to bring in that. Here it comes, that male voice choir.
Last note there, Tom, you really nailed it.
That was actually Holly's defence case.
That was Barbie with a farm.
So, of course, the quickfire round in this, all the questions are going to be music festival based. So,
we brought in some strings now. Sections, wells, and a drum beat. Sorry, the drum beat. Now let's drop some fat bass, and then let's add a singer, a female origin. Let's go the full Brian Wilson. Let's have some police sirens.
In this quickfire round, all the questions are going to be music festival based. So, Tom and Helen, let's hear your buzzers. And Holly and Ben, let's hear yours. Okay, off we go. According to his last will and testament, what does Michael Eavis want to happen to his body after his death? Holly.
Cremated.
Well, I mean, that may be true. We're looking sort of for funny answers, but...
She's really shown this up for what it is.
It really, yeah. It exposes the holes in the format if you play it properly.
I've got it.
Yeah, go on.
Glastonbury.
He wants it Glastonbury. There you go. Which 70...
Oh, sorry.
Now you understand. Here we are.
Now we're in.
Well, that's great. With 5 minutes before the end of the show, you finally understand what the fuck's going on. That's always good stuff, Holly. Which 70s glam rock band appears at most British festivals? Tom.
Mud.
It is indeed Mud. Yes, well done. A point to the audience as well. Which festival would you go to if you were a jealous male?
Green Man.
I couldn't
Holly.
Do it. I knew it, but I couldn't say it. It's the Green Man.
You could say it. Well done. A point. I've got to stop treating you like you're on the special table. Which festival would you go to if you were a milky coffee that had been masticated? Helen.
Latitude,
yes.
Oh, yes.
What festival would you go to if you really liked milk, snow, and wedding dresses? Oh, Clark, oh, I think Parry just got it.
White.
No. Wait.
I told you to stop chanting that. I mean, to be fair, you can get away with it here, but most places.
Ben.
I love White Festival.
What festival would you go to if you're a brittle, transparent, but very heavy, small fruit? Tom.
Glastonbury,
indeed. And what festival would you go to if you're a massive, massive twat?
Festival!
Okay.
Go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourselves. Last quick fire question. Which breakout star of Jerry Maguire can you find at all the music festivals? Not Tom Cruise, no, he wasn't a breakout star. Yeah, Tom Cruise is just chilling
pure,
out.
Though, it's pure.
Are you Holly, by the way? You're the male equivalent of Holly.
I would have said that.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
What's that? Cuba Gooding Jr. Can you do a pun on a festival to base it around Cuba Gooding Jr.? Not really, no. It's not your job, really. Come on, you guys.
Q Festival!
No, it's not Q Festival.
V Festival.
No, it's not V Festival. It is Q for the Bar Gooding Jr. That is
really?
The final question.
That's how we finish.
Oh, come on. Well, we... I'm sorry.
I mean, come
but
on.
Is that the question and not the answer?
She's got a point. She's got
she
a point.
She has got a good point. That is kind of how
And that is the only
work.
Point she's got all game.
So before we hear the final scores, there's just time to squeeze in any plugs. Helen, would you like to plug your podcast?
Yeah, all right. It's Answer Me This. It's cool. Yeah, thanks. They're just cheering because they know the end is near for this one.
Holly, what about
I
you?
I don't have a podcast.
No, I know. No, you're barely even in this podcast, so...
I'm just functioning on what is a podcast.
Wow, you should have asked that before you said yes to doing the podcast.
I'm a visual comic.
You can find Holly's podcast at www.barbiefarm.co.uk/batshit.
Producer Ben, we can't wait to find out who has finally won Flatshare Slamdown at the Green Man Festival. Oh, it's exciting. It won't be you, Holly. Stop getting excited about it. No, go on, let's find out who has won Flatshare Slamdown.
And remember, everyone, tops off.
Yeah, and tops off.
Tops off.
Who wins. Tops off.
Okay, Ben.
It is pretty close.
Yes.
What? What I like.
One team has 12, one team has 13. The winning team is Ben and Holly.
Oh, no! But can you believe it was devised at all? Big thanks to producer Ben Walker, who also devised it with us, and everyone here at Green Man Festival, to Henry Widdicombe, to Orange Mark of the British Comedy Guide, and Family's Flatshare Slamdown. It's a Fuzz production for the British Comedy Guide and the internet. Cheers, everyone. Bye! Wow. That is something
else. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.